My name is Mercury. What can I tell you about myself? I'm a tiefling. I'm blue. I have a lovely coat with yellow teacups and stars in the lining. I am a priest of a perfectly wonderful deity called the Trickster. And I am the proprietor of a very interesting tavern called the Waning Moon, which can move between your mundane world and a place called the Dreaming. I'm told you're interested in hearing about how my friends and I spent our summer. I'm happy to share with you our memories of Holdenshire. But of course, if you prefer, you can listen to the whole thing yourself right in this podcast feed or YouTube channel. But if you haven't got the time for all that, or you just want a quick refresher, then here's the gist of what happened. I woke up abruptly in a crypt under the city of Northminster, surrounded by three strangers, a gnome necromancer named Violet, a dragonborn ranger named Tlingbet, and a dwarven locksmith named Gwyvan. None of us had any recollection of how we'd got down there. Once we escaped from the crypt, we made a series of very disturbing discoveries. We were all missing our memories of the past month, and our faces were plastered on wanted posters all over the city as members of a dangerous cult. We were able to escape Northminster with the assistance of a very helpful halfling gentleman named Belton Freedew. And all he asked was that we perform a series of favors, helpfully redistributing money and objects from people who had them to other people who wanted them. Belton escorted us to a place called the Weirwood, where we met another friend, Granny Appleseed. I must say, one hears the worst possible things about hags, but I'm here to tell you, their reputation is entirely undeserved. Or at least it was in this case. With Granny Appleseed's help, and by spending time in the town of Hengistbury to jog our memories of the month we spent there, we were able to remember what we'd forgotten. We also managed to defend Hengistbury's summer festival from a raid by kobolds, and Tlingbet fell in love with Ariadne Torek, the sheriff's daughter. I might have nudged that relationship on a bit. In any case, no sooner had we discovered our memories than the cult struck again. This time, they kidnapped our good friend, Belton Freedew, so we set out to rescue him. We tracked the cult to their lair, defeated them, and rescued Belton, but tragically, Violet was slain by one of the cultists. We returned to Hengistbury, and Gwyvan decided he'd had just about enough of adventuring and set out for a peaceful retirement in the town of Last Chance. I was simply heartbroken about Violet's death, but fortunately, I happen to know that fatality isn't always entirely fatal, as long as one has the right connections. So, I bundled Tlingbet, Ariadne, and Violet's body into the Waning Moon Tavern and drifted into the Dreaming, where I'm sure everything will work out splendidly. I'll see you in a couple of weeks and let you know how it all turned out.